Now we come to the seventh remarkable statement that is made concerning him here. It says in verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. We are told here that he is superior to the angels. And we come now to a section that's going to take us through chapter 2, that Christ is superior to the angels. Now, angels figured in the ministry of the nation Israel. In fact, we're told that the law was given by the ministry and the agency of angels. And you will find that they figured prominently in the Old Testament. In fact, there were two cherubim up over the mercy seat. And we find that Isaiah had a vision of the seraphim. And in the last days, in the book of Revelation, after the church is removed, you find an angel ministry of judgment that's going to take place. But now may I say this and say it rather carefully. I've said it before, but it needs to be said. Angel ministry is not connected with the church at all. Now, I know someone is going to say, Brother McGee, after all, we have a guardian angel. By the way, where do you get that? I don't think we have a guardian angel. And they say, oh, it'd be so wonderful to have a guardian angel. Let me ask you a question. Are you a child of God? You say yes. All right. You are indwelt by the Spirit of God. That's the third person of the Godhead. Now, what is it that he can't do that an angel could do for you? You want to think that over for a while? May I say to you, instead of talking about angels and their part today, may I say to you, my feeling is that angel ministry is not connected with the church at all. And right now, this becomes exceedingly difficult and dangerous, because there is today a manifestation of demonism. And there are several writers very candidly are saying that demons are directing them. The only thing is they call them angels. And may I say to you, friends, that angel ministry is not for today. Now, all of this got into the church because of the fact that some of the early church members, and I think they were very sincere, they had a marvelous gift of being painters, and they liked to draw angels. I doubt whether any of them ever saw an angel, but they painted angels. And if you've ever been in the Sistine Chapel in Rome and looked up at that ceiling, I tell you, you feel like angels are hovering over you. They're thick as pigeons up there. They're everywhere. They're connected with everybody and everything. Michelangelo certainly did like to paint angels. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I've seen Sistine Chapel, but I wouldn't give 5 cents to see it again. Now, I know that will be a heartbreak for some art lover today, but that's all right. I don't care to see it again, because it teaches the fact that there are angels connected with our ministry today. And we have to do with a living Savior today. And let's just push aside the angels, because we don't have to go through angels. We don't need angels. We have the Holy Spirit. We have yonder a great intercessor for us. And let's get our mind off of angels and human authors of the book here and get our mind centered upon the person of Christ. He is superior to angels. Now to the Hebrews. The Hebrew Christians, they were saturated with the Old Testament, and they were saturated with the angel ministry, because the Old Testament has a great deal to say about that. Now you have here praise for the future. He is so much better than the angels. And I'm not looking forward to an angel blowing a trumpet, because that angel that's going to blow the trumpet isn't an angel at all. It's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ and his voice. In Revelation 1:10, we're told, John said he heard a voice like the sound of a trumpet. And when he turned to see who the voice was, it was the glorified Christ. Now, that's the only trumpet that the church is going to hear. It is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he is so much better than the angels. You see here, we've had pardon for our sins, the past, provision for the present, for right now. We belong to the now generation, as we'll see here in Hebrews. And then there is praise for the future. He's better than the angels. As we have said, angels were very prominent in the ministry of the Old Testament. Now let me read again verse 4, and we're going to move on from here. Will you notice? Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now, an angel, of course, the word just simply means messenger. And frankly, it doesn't mean anything else other than that. And angels worship the Lord Jesus. They are creatures, as we are going to see here. Now, he is better than the angels, and that statement is made for us very definitely and dogmatically here. Now, the Lord Jesus, back in the Old Testament, apparently is the angel of the Lord. But now he's become a man, as we're going to see in the second chapter here. And we're going to find out that he now, having assumed human form, he does not appear as the angel of the Lord. He's the man Christ Jesus today. He is the Son of Man. And that is the emphasis that this epistle will put upon him. Now, we come to something here that is, I think, rather important to see. And that is that we have about 273 references to angels in the Bible. They were messengers. They were identified with the very throne of God. And we have now a series of quotations from the Old Testament. In fact, there are 7 quotations from the Old Testament. 6 of them are from the Psalms, and we have a reference. In fact, there'll be 2 references here to Psalm 110, and it's the most quoted psalm in the New Testament. And there was one thing we saw when we studied the book of Psalms, and that is, Psalms have more about Christ than any other thing. Well, it's a hymn book. It was the hymn book of the temple, but it's all about H-I-M, and it's praise to him. And you have a more complete picture of Christ in the Psalms than you have in the Gospels. And these quotations here are very important. Now, you see, the writer here is quoting from the Old Testament to enforce his point. So let's look at these now as we begin to take them up one after another.